Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. Mark Mayberry is our guest and a good friend. Mark's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of our top customer care experts. He makes sure that that all of us keep our best foot forward as we enter the marketplace. He's the co-author of a book called Building the Dream Workforce, and he's going to talk to us today about making sure that we keep the education process flowing in our businesses. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Always great to be here.
It's good to have you back, as always. And I like what you had to say to me earlier about the difference between education and training.
I don't know who to give credit for this, but somebody told me one time you train dogs and you educate people. I think a lot of companies are still in the training mode.
Yeah, I think you're right. And what's tell us what's the really is the difference, though.
Well, I don't know who said this, but I think it sums it up absolutely great. Is you no longer teach people what to think; you must teach them how to think.
Exactly.
That's a major difference.
You know, I think I could probably talk to the person in charge of the employees and in charge of their education. I think I could talk to them for a few minutes and tell whether they're a trainer or an educator. You know how I could tell?
Tell me.
How they feel about what those people will do with that information the rest of their lives.
That's right.
In other words, I think a trainer only wants to give people enough so it'll help them while they do the job that they're in. And an educator says, you know what, I'm going to put this in your head, and you can have it the rest of your life.
That's absolutely right. Goes back to you can catch fish for people and feed them, but if you teach them how to fish, you feed them
right.
for life.
That's exactly right. And I think that's a mistake that some companies make. When they give their employees training, they don't really get the full benefit by saying to them, you know what, I'm going to invest in you for the rest of your life.
One of the big challenges that a lot of people that are listening this morning have that they don't even realize they have, Jim, is the fact that so many of their team members look like I did the first 10 years I was out of college. And that's simply this. The only thing I really learned in high school and college was how to go to sleep and look like I was awake. I was so bored with education. I did not ever want to attend a session I didn't want to read a nonfiction book ever again. I didn't want to go to a seminar, a training session. I was bored to death. And it took me several years before I got excited, actually by a guy that I've met since. His name is Roger Dawson. He had a series of cassette tapes on negotiation skills. And he not only taught me that I didn't know everything I thought I knew, but he also showed me that learning could be fun.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned my life around. So I think a lot of our listeners have to understand that your first challenge is to provide the type of education that your team enjoys and it looks forward to.
Right, right. And I certainly think part of that, a big part of that, is getting not only yourself in the right frame of mind for education, but also them.
That's for sure.
Especially them.
Especially them. A lot of people, when you and I speak at different sessions, I think especially for associations, what I find is that you've got the owners of the organizations are there, but very few people bring their team.
Mm-hmm.
And they mean to go back and spread the things they've learned to the team, but they don't. You can get people so excited. When I was in the apparel industry, I remember I spent, I think, about $10,000 one time to take my team to an Inc. magazine conference up in Boston where Tom Peters was speaking.
Mm-hmm.
And you just have to make that kind of commitment. I've got a guy that I'm speaking to Jackson Hewitt Tax Services here in Dallas, and I spoke for them for their major franchisees, the highest producers, last October. And there was a guy in that audience that I talked about my book, Building the Dream Workforce, and he went back and implemented the ideas that he learned in that session. And he went from number 8 in the country to number 3.
Wow.
So he, this time, as a reward to his people that helped him do that, he, of course, couldn't do it himself, he brought his 4 regional managers to this conference with him.
Hmm.
So now he doesn't have the burden of going back and trying to spread the message. He's building the excitement. It's a reward that these folks get to come to Dallas, and everything's going great.
You know, in another life, I trained banks and bankers. I should say bankers how to sell.
Okay.
Now you think that wasn't a mountain to climb?
Oh,
and that was, you know, for a long time, banks didn't know they were in the marketplace. They just thought they were in their own little universe. You know, they just loaned money and took deposits. And then somewhere back about 10 or 15 years ago, they started realizing, you know what, we got some competition out there, and it's not just the bank on the other corner. And so they started realizing they had to sell, and I started doing a lot of that. And whenever they would call me or I would call on them about what I was doing, they would say, okay, I guess you want me and my this is the president would say this. I guess you want me and my loan officers, because I work mostly with independent community banks.
Right.
And I say, no, that's not who I want. In fact, I'm not going to do it if that's who you bring to the table. We won't do this. And they say, what do you mean? And I say, well, how many customers do your loan officers see in any given day? And he said, well, you know, the average one probably sees 8 or 10 people. I said, how many customers does your average teller touch every day? And he said, I don't know, 75, 80. And I said, I want everybody. I even want the courier.
That's right.
And we did. I said, if you can't put everybody in your bank in these meetings, we're not in this education, as you say, I'm not going to do it. And so it's really important that everybody in the organization believes that they're somebody's investing in them.
Banks are another good example of some of the things that any company has to look at. Is they will teach people how to make sure everything is balanced. They'll teach them how to handle all the forms and everything, all the technical stuff, but they forget about the sales skills you're talking about or the customer service skills, which really have more of an effect on their bottom line than the technical stuff does.
Well, and it's not only what's going on when they're at work, too. I mean, how many times have you heard somebody over a beer or a lemonade complaining about where they worked, or not, or at least not being very excited about where they work? And I think a lot of that's because nobody instilled a sense of pride, a sense of belonging in those organizations. And education does that, doesn't it?
Education shows them that you're making an investment in your team rather than just giving them a paycheck.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right.
They can improve.
Absolutely. Mark, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Mark's book is called Building the Dream Workforce, and when we come back after these messages, he's going to tell us where you can find that book. It's an outstanding book, How to Make Good People Great and Great People Even Better. 20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Mark Mayberry. Back.
And trouble.
It's 23 after.
And you need a helping hand.
It's always good to have a good friend like Mark Mayberry around. He's not only my good friend, he's your good friend. He's one of the outstanding members of our Brain Trust, the community of experts who join us every day, several times a day, to talk to us about things that are valuable to our small business. And he's got a book to sell. Yeah, he likes to speak to people. He makes his living that way. But I know that he also likes giving back, and that's what he's doing with us today. And Mark, we appreciate your time and your information.
Well, it's always fun to be here, Jim.
Give us your website, please.
It is www.markmayberry.com. That's Mark with a K, and then just like Andy Griffith, Mayberry.
.com, and they can find your book there. What can they also find out about how to use you to in helping them to get the education process going in their businesses?
Absolutely, and that's one place that my business has changed drastically, Jim. For the first 12 years I was in the business, what I was doing was selling basically speeches and workshops. And suddenly it dawned on me that, you know, I don't want to just sell myself being someplace. I want to sell what I have in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I want to sell the thoughts that I have. So we've expanded. I just bought an audio recorder that I can now, for any client, make an audio CD geared to their organization.
Right.
Of course, the book helps. I'm looking for all kinds of different ways to spread my information, not just, you know, my body.
We all have to do that, don't we? Isn't that what's exciting today for small businesses and getting education to their employees? Is they don't have to send them off for a week somewhere now.
They don't have to send them off for a week, and they don't have to be IBM with those deep pockets in order to afford great education. Mm-hmm. There's so many ways to do it these days through the internet. There's all kinds of sessions that hopefully your trade association puts on that you can bring your people to. Don't just send them, or certainly don't leave them home. CD-ROM, like I mentioned, there's just all kinds of ways that you can get your team fired up about education and give them the tools they need to do their job better.
Absolutely, and they can do it without ever leaving home.
Absolutely.
And it could mean bringing in somebody like you for, you know, once a year and just to do a little brush up, to start with is just to introduce some concepts and then come back maybe one year late, you know, a year later for a day and brush up some things and then follow through. I know you and other people who do what you do have distance learning type of sessions where you come back virtually on a quarterly basis or something like that and just sort of reinstall some of the tenets of education that you previously introduced.
Absolutely. There's just all kinds of ways to do it. Teleseminars have become incredibly popular.
Mm-hmm.
Just staying in touch via email, being able to, when I have a consulting contract with a client, I'm available through email to anybody on his team during that period of time.
Right. You know, there's so many things now, Mark, make small business owners have the availability of power. There's bite-sized computer programs and technology capability that you and I can buy for little or no money sometimes, depending on what you're talking about, that used to be only available, as you said earlier, to the big guys. Now we have these available to us. Training is another example. I should say education. I keep using that term.
Oh, it's easy.
Education is another example. And so in the 21st century, small business owners, the playing field is really being leveled. There are so many things that used to be the domains of the big companies that now are available to us in incremental units and in bite-sized pricing.
Technology has absolutely changed the world in a much better way for the small business people of the world.
No question about it. And so there's no excuse for us not to take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
Look at some of the things. I don't know what you're offering your CDs for. I know your book is very reasonably priced, but some of these other things are many of them are interactive.
If you get into the training programs on CD that are interactive, it's amazing. It's mind-boggling.
Well, and don't you think that people? Well, let me back up a minute. I know that your employees, folks, will get excited about you investing in them, especially if you set it up right. I've seen that happen, Mark, and I know you have many times where you see the lights come on in the employees' eyes.
It changes the whole organization's culture in a very positive way.
And when you couldn't keep people for the money you were paying them, good people, you now can keep them for the same money, but only because you invested in their education.
That's right. Another thing that I think that a lot of our listeners fail to understand is that unfortunately our school system isn't giving their team members the training they need or the education they need when they come to work for them. It's their job to do it. There's a book out that I don't know if you've read or not called Monster Under the Bed.
Mm-hmm.
And it just talks about the fact that, you know, it's everybody that's listening today, it's your responsibility to make sure that you are educating your team.
Right. Yeah, that's the thing. We really have to install that kind of a culture in our businesses, don't we?
No doubt about it.
Yeah, it is a culture. The bankers used to say that they needed to install a sales culture in their business, and they were right. But small business owners need to install an education culture.
A learning company is what it's all about, being a learning company.
Well said, Mark, and thank you for helping us flesh this idea out today and for giving us your time. Building the Dream Workforce at markmayberry.com. Right, Mark?
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark. We'll see you next time.
All right. Have a great weekend.
Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back 29 after quick break. I'll be right back with Steve Del Bianco. The show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.